On the subject of Misasek, we have the sugya in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. We have the sugya in Krisus on Daf Yutes. And today, we have a sugya in Sanhedrin on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. That sugya is a parallel sugya to the one in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. But there is a very important Rashi and Tosfos here on Sanhedrin Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. So if you count down from the top of the page about five lines, you'll see Chomer. This was the Braisa that we saw back on Shabbos Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Chomer b'shar mitzvos. The Sefer the Braisa says that there's a chumra in other mitzvos regarding Misasek in comparison to Shabbos. And that is, there's a case where you'd be chayiv in other mitzvos and you'd be potter in Shabbos. Shebashar mitzvos shogag below miskaven chayov, masha enkin b'shabbos. That the p'tur of misasek would not apply in shar mitzvos, but it would apply in Shabbos. Now, what is the case in which there would be a chumra in shar mitzvos and we would suspend the halacha, the p'tur of misasek, but in Shabbos you would be potur, you would apply the principle of misasek. What, when and why would you be chayav in shar mitzvahs and potur in Shabbos? And the answer is, says Rashi, that there's a halacha of shekein nen, that with regard to other averos, let's say for example, if a person would eat chelev bimisasek, he would be chayav. And that's the principle of shekein nen. However, that doesn't apply to Shabbos. In Shabbos, we have a principle of misasek potur, and there's no exception of shekein nen. Now, this halacha that in Shabbos you're potur because of misasek, from whence is it derived? So Rashi points out here, and this is going to be the subject of Tosfos Dibra Maschil Agdia. Rashi, in the middle of Dibra Maschil Shebashar Mitzvos, which is that Rashi begins about seven lines down, but we're gonna cut out the beginning of the Rashi because that's dependent upon the next sugya here, which we'll believe to look at. But as far as what we're talking about now, namely what's the source for the Ptur Misasek on Shabbos, Rashi says, this is a case where even Abaye would accept the p'tur of misasek. He had kavana only for hagbah, not for chituch. Right? He's not interested in being mechatech. He's interested in being magbia. V'chatach as a mechuber, but he violated the isur ktsira and he cut down something that was growing. Potur, zokt Rashi, why is he potur? Shenemar asher chata ba. And the pasuk has an extra word ba adshis kaven lemalacha zu prat lemisasek bidover acher vi also biyado melacha zu. So Rashi points out that the source in the Torah for the p'tur of misasek in Shabbos is the word ba. Now, if I would have sort of shooken you up in the middle of the night and asked you what's the source of the p'tur misasek in Shabbos, what would have been your inclination? Meleches machshevus. But Rashi goes out of his way to omit meleches machshevus, and this would seem to support what Rashi already established, as we saw in Masechta Krisus, that there are two opinions on this question. There's one view which started with the Tana Rabbi Lezer and then went down to Abaye Verova, that the source of the p'tur of misasek is ba. And then on the other end of the spectrum, there was the sheet of Shmuel that the source of the p'tur of misasek is meleches machshevus. Rashi here in Sanhedrin very consistently is interpreting this sugya in the light of Abaye Verova, the identical way that he interpreted back in Masechta Krisus on Daf Yutes, namely that according to Abaye Verova, standing as it were on the shoulders of Rabbi Loza, the p'tur of misasek is derived from ba. It's only Shmuel who's going to introduce the issue of misasek. And Tosfos right away, I meant to say Shmuel. What did I say?
Melech's not Shevis.
And if you take a look at Tosfos, Dibra Masalak Bia, Pirusha Kunshe Zechsiv Asher Ba, Asher Chota Ba, Kedidashinim Beperik Sofek Ochal, Pratla Mesasik Vekosha, if we have this mute of Ba, Lomale Lishmuel, Bimisasik Bishavis Taima, the Meleches Machsheves, Tepukle Mi Ba. So Tosfos wants to raise the question, why do we need this unique Shabbos halacha, this principle of Shabbos called Meleches Machsheves, since we've already derived the Ptur of Misasik from Ba? In other words, what Tosfos is searching for is some justification, some new ground that Shmuel is breaking new ground to expand, if you will, the scope of Misasek based on the Ptur of Shabbos called Meleches Machsheves that would not come under the universal Ptur of Meleches Machsheves derived from Ba. But before we see the answer of Tosfos, actually Tosfos gives two answers. We're going to focus today on Mirtz Hashem on the second answer. Let's just see the next part of the sugya. As we said at the outset, this sugya in Sanhedrin from beginning to end is a recap of what we saw in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis. So if you take for a moment, going up from the bottom of the page, Sanhedrin Samach Beis Amid Beis, and you count up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines, you'll see the first word in the line is mitzvos. Does everybody have that? Now, why am I going from the bottom up instead of from the top bottom? Because all these Gemaras that we spend so much time on repeat themselves here. I just want to get to sort of like the punchline. What did this sugya in Sanhedrin add? So again, number one, what we've seen is A, that Rashi reflects his paradigmic shita that the Ptur of Misasek in Shabbos is derived from Ba. That's point number one. And Rashi is very consistent here, reflecting what he already established in Krisus. Point number two, we have Tosfos' Kasha then. Why does Shmuel interpret Misasek as a Ptur of Meleches Machsheves? Typically, he should have derived it from this derivation of Ba. So those are two points that we want to see here in Masechta Sanhedrin. And then I wanted to point out that Vishogag below Miskaven, when the Gemara wants to interpret this Sefer that says that in Shar Mitzvos you would be Chayav, and you would not apply the Ptur of Misasek, and the reason for that is Shekei Nene, but the important point that we want to make is what's the scenario? Because again, the scenario for Shar Mitzvahs should be absolutely parallel, if you will, a mirror image of the scenario of Misasek and Shabbos. The only difference is that in Shar Malachas we have the Chumrah of Shekei Nene, but barring the Chumrah of Shekei Nene, you'd be Patur, and only because Shekei Nene you're Chayev. So the answer is, says the Gemara, Dekasov Haroku Ublo. And we've already seen that if he has something in his mouth which he thinks mistakenly is saliva, and he just has to swallow it, that's not called a Maisa Achila. And therefore, this would support the Shita of Abaye, that the case of Misasek is where he doesn't even have Kavanas HaMaisa. You remember that the case of Misasek in Shabbos according to Abaye is the case of Niskaven Lagbia Es HaTolosh, and in that case you're Potter in Shabbos. In the parallel case in Chelev you'd be Chayev even though it's Misasek by virtue of the fact that it is Shekei Nene. What, says Abaye, makes this into Misasek? You know, we're always asking that question, what is the key of keys that, you know, we turn the key and we have a Misasek? So according to Abaye Shita, it's the fact that he didn't have Kavanas HaMaisa. What does it mean he didn't have Kavanas HaMaisa? So in the case of Shar Mitzvos, it means he didn't have Kavanah for Achila, he had Kavanah for Blia. Which, that's a very interesting question, by the way, on the side. This is just a more of a batola, if you don't mind. They say about Reb Chaim Brisker that on Yom Kippur, he spent most of his time spitting. In other words, he didn't want to swallow his own saliva, because Reb Chaim understood that the Iser of Vinisa Misnafshel Sechem includes something even other than achil. Anything that goes down to the belly is also a problem of inui. However, we accept the shita that swallowing saliva is not called achila, it's called blia, and the Torah never prohibited blia, because, you know, the Torah just says v'inisem, and Chazal have to define what constitutes inui, and they define inui in certain legal, technical categories of pu'ulos, and the pu'ula that's included under inui is achila, and not blia. Again, you have another question here, because there's also come to something called shtia. You know, maybe on Yom HaKippurim you'd be chai for shtia. Okay, for that, that's a different issue. That was just a maimar muzgar. But getting back to our sugya, the Gemara says, Masha enkin b'Shabbos, in the parallel case in Shabbos, you don't have the svar v'shikei nen, and therefore you'd be potter b'toris misasek. And what is that case? Shenis asek like bias atolush, and this is a baye shita, that since you didn't have kavanas chituch, because your intention was lagbia, therefore it becomes misasik. And this misasik in Shabbos should be identical to misasik in Kol Tarkula, if not for the svara of shekei nena, which applies in shar mitzvos, and tells you that in the case of Chelev, we suspend the p'tur of Misasek. In Shabbos, we don't have any reason to suspend that p'tur. And the same, and it's very interesting here, because according to Rashi, at this point in the sugya, we're really focused on classical Misasek. This has nothing to do with Shabbos. We are creating a mirror image between two parallel scenarios, one in Shari Surim and one in Shabbos, that are literally the same. And they define the parameters of misasik. What makes it misasik, says Abaye, it's the fact that you don't have kavanas achila in the case of chelev, or you don't have kavanas chituch in the case of melech Shabbos. And ostensibly, logically, they should both be the same. Where is the source in the Torah that you're potur from a karbon in the case of misasik? And it matters not whether you're talking about misasik v'shar mitzvahs or misasik v'shabbos. And the answer is, in the parasha of Shogeg, it says, asher chata ba. And ba is an extra word to be memayit, the case of misasik. You're not chayev in the case of misasik. However, in Shari Sur, we simply cannot apply that principle because of shekei nena. But in Shabbos, where we're not barred, or we're not limited by the svara of shekei nena, it doesn't apply. Therefore, we go back to the pasuk ba lima ute misasek prat lemisasek, and these are giving us the objective definitions of misasek that apply in Shabbos and Kol Tarkula. And again, at this point, I would submit to you, there's no need whatsoever to introduce Meleches Machsheves. We have a Ptur Misasik that's derived from the Pasuk Ba. Rashi is very, very appealing here, very justified in saying that the source for excluding Misasik from a Korban Shogeg is written in the Parasha of Korban Shogeg. Again, even though, oddly enough, that Parasha doesn't apply in the case of Chelev, but it does apply in the case of Shabbos. But then I read the next line in the Gemara, and that's where we become baffled. The next line in the Gemara just simply torpedoes almost everything we've been saying, because it says, "Ukidr av Nachman Amar Shmuel di Amar Misasik v'chalovim ubarayis chayev shekein nena v'sasik v'shabes potter meleches machsheves asrit Torah." That is very odd, because the way we've been structuring the sugya according to Rashi, and Rashi is consistent here in Shabbos and increases here in Sanhedrin as well, it's three sugyas in Shabbos. Rashi always insists that we have the Ptur of Misasik that's anchored in the Parsha of Shogeg of Kol HaTarkula. There's no need, it's irrelevant to introduce Meleches Machsheves Asrit Torah as a unique feature and a condition in Shabbos. We have a Ptur that's not dependent upon Meleches Machsheves. We're going to view and define Shabbos as if it was one of the other Isurim in the Torah. There's no difference between Shabbos and any other Aveira in the Torah. The only difference is that there's no Shekein Nena in the case of Shabbos, so we don't have that blockage to remove. But therefore Rashi says we're talking in the framework of Ba Lima'ute Liftar Prat Lima'asik. So therefore we don't need Meleches Makshavas. And yet the Gemara, in the same breath, when it tells you that Enochinami Mis'asik and other Yisur Mis'chayah because of Shkeinene, but in Shabbos you don't have the Shkeinene, and therefore you're Potur, all of a sudden Shmuel says, I have to introduce here Meleches Makshavas Osrit Torah. And that leads us back to Tosus on the third line. You have Dibra Maskalak Bia Vekosha Lamale Lishmuel Bimisasek Bishabis Taima Dibaleches Machshevis Tepukle Mi Ba. So I hope that all of us can commensurate, or what's the word, empathize with Tosus here. At least I can. I hope everyone else does too. Tosis is really asking Gevaldik Akasha, what Shmuel introducing Meleches Machshevas here? You don't need Meleches Machshevas. It's simply a classical misasik. And that p'tur is written in the parish of Shkoga. So we're going to jump to the second teretz of Tosis. I'll tell you why, because I want to mention to you today, in Mirza Shema, we'll see on the other side of your page, the Sugyan Shvuas, we're going to see the Chiddush of Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, the Evan HaOzel. And to appreciate that Chiddush, we're going to really have to divide up Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer into two parts. One part is on the second Teretz of Tosus, and the other part goes back to the first part of the first answer of Tosus. So, for our purposes, we're interested in that part of the Evan HaOzel that focuses on the second Teretz of Tosus. So that's what I want to do with you now. The Od Yesh Lomer says, Tosus Dehachi Ka'amar. Now this answer of Tosus takes us all the way to the end of the Tosus. So we're going to try to go through it and break it down into its component parts. I always tell my Talmidim that the best thing you can do when you learn a Tosus is to break it down to its parts. Because if you don't do that, you don't get the logical flow. So he says the following. Misasek de potar akosuv mi ba. What is the case of misasek, which would be common to both Shabbos and Kol Yisurei Torah, which would come under the classical p'tur of misasek is derived from the pasuk ba. Hainu, that would depend upon Abaye and Rava. For some reason he starts here with Rava. I would have started with Abaye, but it doesn't matter. He starts with Rava. Says Rava, Mishkaches lo, that would be a case of Kigon, Sheniskavin Lachtoch Es HaTolush V'chotach Es HaMechubar. Now again, that phrase, which we've seen over and over again in Shas, is very ambiguous. There's Rashi's interpretation of that phrase, which we call Shnei Chafotzim. We'll get back to that in a second. And then there's Tosus' interpretation of the phrase. Tosus says, Niskami lachta wasat tolish v'chotach sa'mechubar means what? Hainu nimtza shuhu mechubar. In other words, according to Tosus, a Rabbah Shita is that we have kavanas hamaisa, meaning he definitely has kavana for chituch. Not only that, he has kavanas hachefetz. There's only one chefetz here. His mistake is that he thinks he's allowed on Shabbos to do that particular action, i.e., chituch on that piece of vegetation of that tvua that's growing he thinks it's not growing in the ground. It's sort of been cut from the ground, and lo and behold, mistakenly, it really is growing from the ground. And Tosus says that in such a case, what we have here is something that is not what we call a p'tur of Meleches Machsheves. And therefore, we need the pasuk ba. Okay then? So again, let's just go over the logic. Tosus wants to justify why we need both ba, and then an extra chiddush, which we expand the scope of misasik to include a p'tur of Meleches Machsheves in a case which would not come under the p'tur of ba. So for the p'tur of ba, What do we need? I'm going to make this, if you don't mind, we're going to play a little game here. I'm going to make this into a, what do they call it? Shita Merkayit. What's it called in English?
Multiple choice.
I'm going to give you a multiple choice question. I'm going to give you three boxes, and you tell me which box you're going to check off. Okay? One box is going to be that he did not have Kavonas HaMaisa. That makes him into Misasek. The second box is he did not have Kavonas HaChefetz. And that makes him into Misasek. Meaning there were two Chafotzim and he did it on the wrong Chefetz. And box number three says he didn't have Kavonas Isur. Which box are you going to check off to make it into Misasek? You could box one, two, three, all three of them, any of them.
According to what we just learned?
Yeah. This is Tosus Hashit and Rav. Third box. Action. Exactly. Number one. It doesn't matter one bit. It's Lomayla V'Lomorid. If there's Kavanas HaMaisa or not Kavanas HaMaisa, you don't need to break up Kavanas HaMaisa in order, again, this is Rav's favorite reference, in order to set it up on Misasek. Enochinami, he had Kavanas HaMaisa. And yet he's a Misasek. Number two. He had Kavanas HaChefetz because Tosfos says there's only one Chefetz on his desk. This is not Rashi's sheet. Again, this is Tosfos' sheet. And therefore, what makes him into Misasek? It's number three. Did he have Kavanas Isur? And the answer is no. Although he was miskavin for Chituch, and he was miskavin for Chituch of this particular fruit, we'll call it, but nevertheless he mistakenly thought that this fruit was already detached when it was still, in fact, growing in the ground. And Tosfos says, if you had a Kavanas Heter instead of a Kavanas Isur, then we derive from the Pasuk Ba, according to Rava, that you are a Misasek and you're a Potter. Tosfos says, "De'i mechubar acher," and if you're telling me that he had kavanas isur, but for the wrong chefetz, so you have two fruits on the table, so to speak. Well, not on the table; I should say it's on the ground, and both of them are mechubar, and mistakenly he cut down mechubar B. When he was interested in cutting down Mechubar A, says Tosfos, De'i Mechubar Acher, Mishum Afilu Hecha Deniskavein LeMechubar Potur, Dumya Deniskavein LeChabos Zeh V'Kibar Zeh DePatridon Hosom Bahi Pirka on Daf Chof. Okay, now Tosfos hasn't yet revealed to us the main secret here, that the reason why in the case where he had kavana to put out one candle and instead he extinguished a different candle, why is he potter in this case? After all, he had kavanas isur. It wasn't a case of kavanas heter. What makes him into a misasek? And we'll soon see that Tosfos is going to let the cat out of the bag. That's why Shmuel needs the p'tur of misasek as a unique category in Hilchos Shabbos. Now it's interesting that here he quotes the case of two candles and he extinguished the wrong candle. In the past we've seen in Tosfos in Shabbos that he quoted a different case, and that is where he wanted to be malakeh te'ein of Eilu and he was malakeh the wrong te'ein. But it's the same principle, namely that he had kavanas isur, but there was a mistake because there were two chafotzim and he ended up doing it without the right chefetz. Now, if you would, again, since you have a photocopy, you should have no compunctions about underlining things, right? Because I'm not giving you like the shas of the ELC, so you don't have to worry about underlining things. There are two words here in this Tosfos which I think have to be highlighted because they represent the transition between ba, which means the universal p'tur of misasek, and Shmuel's Meleches Machshavos. And those two words, if you start with V'od Yesh Lomar, are on the third line of V'od Yesh Lomar, meaning the third line of this long presentation of Tosfos, Dinaseis Machshavto. And it's very easy on both sides to slip up and miss those two words. And that's why I feel that, as you know, in the capacity of my job here, I would like to get you to underline those two words. Tosfos is saying the following. that there's a concept called Nases Machshavto, and then there's a concept called Lo Nases Machshavto. Now, before we get to the scenario, when do we say it's Nases Machshavto, and in what scenario do we say it's Lo Nases Machshavto, let's just understand conceptually, in the theoretical world, that everything hinges on whether it's Nases Machshavto or not. If it is Nases Machshavto, then, paradoxically, Tosus says, but we'll figure out that it's not really a paradox, but I'm just saying pedagogically I would call it a paradox. Tosus says that if it's Nases Machshavto, then I don't need a chiddush of Shabbos, of Meleches Machshavos. That would be a classical case of the Ptur of Misasek. Now that sounds very counterintuitive, because if it's Nases Machshavto, is that a Siba L'chaivo L'choro or a Siba L'fotro? What would you say, just intuitively? What? L'chaivo. And if you're saying that even though it's Nases Machshavto, you apply the Ptur of Misasek, That would l'chora have to break new grounds and enter into the territory of Shabbos and the unique tour of Meleches Machsheves. But Tos says no. Nases Machshavto is actually a description of classical Misasek, which is derived from what Pasuk Rabosai? Ba. Okay. Now why is that so? That, like I said, it sounds counterintuitive. So the answer to that question lies in the answer to a different question. What is exactly Nases Machshavto? In what scenario can I apply that description called Nases Machshavto? And the answer is when there's only one Chefetz. If there's only one Chefetz, and he intended to do a Chituch on that Chefetz, and he ended up with a Chituch on that Chefetz, that's called Nases Machshavto. And Tosus wants to pull a rabbit out of the hat and say that Afal Pichen, he still considered a classical Misasek from the perspective of Kol HaTorah Kulo of Ba by virtue of the fact that he's missing Kavanas Isur. Meaning, once you restrict the case to a Nases Machshavto, then willy-nilly you have no choice but to assume that the reason why he's a misasik is because he didn't have kavanas isur. Let's go back to that three boxes, right? That I just gave you that multiple choice question. He's got a maisa chituch, and he intended a maisa chituch. He's got one chefetz, and he intended for that chefetz, and exactly what he did. Knew the man should be a happy man here. Why then do you call him misasik? And by process of elimination, you have only one choice, namely what? He didn't have kavanas isur because he mistakenly thought that this chayfetz was mutter, meaning that this chayfetz is shuman and not chayv. This chayfetz is already tolush and it's not mechubar. But why does Tosus insist on adding this phrase, this description called Nases Machshavto at this point? It's not dvarm shel mavakach. I think it is very important and very deliberate. Tosus wants to tell you that the reason why you couldn't even begin to apply the principle of misasek in this case is because misasek, when you want to... I'm sorry, let me take that sentence back, sorry. You couldn't possibly apply the p'tur of Meleches Machsheves here in this case, because the Yesoda Yesodos of Meleches Machsheves with regard to Misasek, again, we've seen already that Meleches Machsheves has many different meanings in many different contexts, but when we're referring to Misasek, the meaning of Meleches Machsheves is Lo Nases Machshavto, meaning when I set up a p'tur because of the absence of Meleches Machsheves, what I mean in the case of Misasek is that Lo Niskaima Machshavto. That's why it's critical for Tosus to drive it home into our brains, into our psyches, that when we see a case of Nases Machshavto and we want to deal with it under the category of Misasek, then we cannot apply and activate the principle of Meleches Machshavos, because Meleches Machshavos means the exact opposite of Nases Machshavto. It means Lo Nases Machshavto. So what makes the classical Ba Misasek a case of Nases Machshavto, and what makes the unique Meleches Machshavos case of lo naaseis machshavto, what are the facts on the ground that describe the different scenarios? The answer is, in the case of naaseis machshavto, he knows exactly the action and the victim of the action, the object of the action. Everything was pre-deliberately planned, and that's exactly what happened. Narvas, but we're missing a giant chunk. And what is that giant chunk? Is kavanas iser. Instead of a kavanas iser, he has a kavanas heter. But don't even begin to dream that we could press the meleches machsheves button here in this context, because it's nasis machshavta, which is absolutely antithetical to meleches machsheves. Now, all this is true according to Rava, because after all, Rava says that there's a p'tur of misasek even if you checked off the box of kavanas hamaisa. Says Tosus ulabaye mishkachesla. What would be your classical universal misasek? It's not enough to say that you checked off the third box of kavanas heter as opposed to kavanas isur. You need also to check off the box of lo niskavin lamaisa. Kigon din is kavin lagba, like bias I told you, chotach semachuba klomar v'nimtza shu mechubar. Again, Tosus has to add here v'nimtza shu mechubar to make the important point here that there's no kavanas isur, but he did an avera. It turned out that he did cut mechubar. Nobody forced him. It was not an onus situation. And the reason why, according to Abaye, he is a misasek of the nature of the ilk of Kol Tarkul is because A, he didn't have kavanas hamaisa, and B, he didn't have kavanas isur. He thought that he was swallowing saliva, and it turned out that he was swallowing chelev. Missing, number one, is kavanas achila. He was doing a blia. And missing, number two, is kavanas isur. He thought he was swallowing saliva or shuman. And lo and behold, it turned out to be chela. But keep in mind, the action was done on the chefetz. So you have chefetz echad, but you have the chisaron of kavanas ha-maisa. And certainly you have the chisaron of kavanas ha-isur. And in those cases, we have the p'tur of the universal p'tur of misasik, which is derived from ba prat le misasik. However, what about that middle case where he had kavanas isur, but he didn't have kavanas achefes? Again, until now, we're talking about a case where he didn't have kavanas, he didn't have kavanas avera, but he had kavanas ha-chefetz. He just was mistaken about the situation of that chefetz and its identity. But he definitely had kavanah for this particular chefetz on which he did his action. And that becomes misasek of kol ha-Torah kula. However, let's say he had kavanah for a different object. And in this case, both objects were isur. So he definitely had kavanas isur. Says Tosfos regarding that, we need to introduce a new concept. And what's that? Kol Kai Gavna, this is the two lines before it gets widened, tells Kol Kai Gavna, Meleches Machshev, I'm sorry. What I meant to say was that I went ahead of myself one line in Tosus, but if he had Kavanas HaChefetz, is Kol Kai Gavna, Meleches Machshevesi, because of Naseis Machshavto, Velo Miftar Ela Miba. So I need the Pasuk Ba for the classical case of Ptur Misasek in a situation where he had Kavana for this particular Chefetz and indeed Niskaima Naseis Machshavto on this particular Chefetz. There I need the Ptur of Ba. Now we get to the Ptur Misasek. I'm a Misasek to Shmuel. The Potur Mishum, what? What was Shmuel's logic, the reason for the Ptur of Misasek? Is because of Meleches Machsheves, Hainu b'miskaven lachtoch mechuber zeh. So what was his kavanah? Was it for Iser or for Heter? It was for Iser. No, lachtoch mechuber.
Mechuber zeh.
Right, mechuber zeh. So that's kavanas Iser. V'chotach mechuber acher. And it's simply two chafotzim. D'lo naseis machshavto. Okay, in contrast to the universal Ptur derived from Bob Misasik. There he had one chayfetz and only one chayfetz. He was mistaken about the situation of that chayfetz, but he miskayma machshavto nasis machshavto on that chayfetz. Here, in a case where his hand moved away, you know, the malach moved his hand and he picked up the wrong chayfetz, even though he had kavanas isur, it still is potter b'toras misasik. But which misasik? Is it the universal, all-inclusive, general misasik? No. It's the specific Shabbos misasik, which is based on the fact of lo nases machshavto. Then Tosfos goes back to the sugya in Krisus, and he wants to understand just the technicality as to why the Gemara in Krisus felt compelled to quote Shmuel. After all, the whole sugya there is going like Rabbi Elezer and Abaye and Rava and Lechora. You know, that would be certainly enough just to quote the halach of Ba Pratlam is Asay. But Tosa says that the reason why the Gemara quotes Shmuel is to establish that there's a special p'tur in Shabbos. Now, what is that special p'tur in Shabbos? So it depends. If you're operating within the framework of universal misasik, namely Abaye and Rava, then the special p'tur of Shabbos and misasik, that's because he was Nene, Shekei Nene. If you're operating within the framework of Shmuel, then this breakthrough p'tur of misasik that's very unique to Shabbos is because lo nases machshavto, meaning that even though he had kavanas isur, nevertheless he's a p'tur, he's part of b'toras misasik, because he didn't have kavanas hachefetz, and if he didn't have kavanas hachefetz, there were two chafotzim, that's called lo nases machshavto, and that becomes potter under the law of meleches machsheves osur Torah. Notice that Tosfos, as opposed to Rashi, he doesn't make a machlokas out of it. You know, Tosfos wants to be, you know, he wants to, what do you say, diplomatically, you know,
inclusive
for everybody, you know, politically correct. So according to Tosfos, we're just trying to create parameters here. Everybody needs ba, everybody needs meleches machsheves. This one is talking about this scenario, and this is talking about a different scenario, and it's one all one happy family. Rashi, on the other hand, said that Abaye v'Rav, and certainly Rav Elezer before him, never accepted the p'tur of meleches machsheves, and we have to eventually discuss that. Now, again, Tosfos in his first answer wants to suggest that maybe we need the p'tur of misasek in order to address a case in Shabbos where he's nene. In other words, there are two concepts of hana. There's the extreme concept of hana, where the mice itself in Chalov Varayis is a mice hana, and that excludes the p'tur of misasik. And then there's a lower level of hana, in which he's motivated by hana. Like, let's say, for example, he would light a fire in order to warm his body on a cold day. That would not mean that the maisa, the action of lighting the fire itself, is hana, like in the case of achilas chelet. But nevertheless, since he's motivated by hana, you might have thought that he would be potur. And I'm sorry, you might have thought that he'd be chayav, just like in the case of chalov yachay, because shekein nene. Here too, in Melechah Shabbos, it's kidei lehanos, and therefore we need a special halacha of Melechah Machsheves to tell me that even though it's kidei lehanos, but nevertheless there's still a p'tur here of misasek, and that's going to be the subject of the discussion of the Evan Ozel that's not relevant to us today. But I'm just giving you a heads up. Where is the Evan Ozel relevant to us today? That's in the Sugin Shvuz. So Rav Osai, if somebody tells you that Rabbi Berzon Shirim are focused on one Sugin Shas, and then we never get to see beyond the trees, so you'll tell him it's not so. I mean, here we've learned Shabbos, we've learned Krisus, now we learned Sanhedrin, now we're going to learn Shvuz. I mean, Rav Osai holding and called Tarkula. Yeah. So if you take a look four lines down from the top of Shvuas Daf Yutes Amin Aleph, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Eliezer, and the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't use Ba for the same reason that other Tanoim use Ba. So what does he do? My Ovid, Ba, my Ovid law, Prat Lumis Asik. Says Rashi, and we're hoping that Rashi will be consistent with everything that we've seen in three previous Masechtas, and Baruch Hashem, I think we're okay. Rashi says the following: Prat lemisasek b'dover heter ubal yado isur v'lo niskaven legufa shel zu. Okay, now Rashi seems to be saying here, okay, you know what, before I give you my take on Rashi, let me ask you for your take on Rashi, and in the context of the following question. When Rashi defines misasek, is it one chafetz or two chafotzim? It seems like two chafotzim, no? So this is going to be a very interesting discussion here, because keep in mind that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't have Meleches Machshavah. So he's operating within the framework of Kol HaTorah Kula. And in the framework of Kol HaTorah Kula, the question is, do you need two chafotzim or not? Meaning, if there would have been only one chafetz, then perhaps he'd be chayev. But here, it's two chafotzim, and therefore he is potter. Now, the fact that he might be potter in the case of two chafotzim, well, we thought in two chafotzim, that would introduce the svara of Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. But here we're not operating with Meleches Machsheves, we're operating within the framework of Ba. So we would have assumed that Rashi would interpret this in the case of one chafetz, and even though he had kavana to do this maisa on this chafetz, and everything went pretty smoothly, but he was mistaken about the identity of the chafetz. Why does Rashi introduce two chafotzim? And the answer, I believe, lies in the following fact, and this is what we want to analyze: that Rashi disagrees with Tosfos. Tosfos said that to generate misasig, the p'tur of misasig and kol torku, you only have to check off one box out of the three, namely that he didn't have kavanas isur. Everything else was perfect. He had the kavanas ha-maisa according to Rava, and he had the kavanas ha-chefetz. There was only one chefetz there. That's the way Tosfos presented the p'tur of misasik. Is purely, you can reduce the p'tur of misasik according to Tosfos, again universal misasik, to terms of kavanas heter. That's it. That's not Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita, if you recall back in Krisus, that the classical misasik was that he had two pieces of flesh in front of him. He had Shuman and he had Chalef. But the Malach came and pushed his hand from the Shuman and he picked up the Chalef and ate the Chalef. You know, as Rashi himself requires in universal terms of Misasik, two Chafotzim. And if that be the case, then we could really read this into Rashi. Rashi says, Prat le Misasik bedover heter.
Then he gives an example, but
it's
only one.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay, Alan, you're ahead of me. You're ahead of me. That's going to be my bomb kasha for today, but I'm not yet up to you because, you know, I move, as I've told you many times in the past, I move very slowly. I'm not a genius like you are.
Yeah.
Right? So it says, Prat lemisasik bedover heter, ubal yado isur. So at this point, I thought Rashi Lashita, so he's talking about a case where his interest was in eating the Shuman, and instead he ended up eating the Chalef. He wanted to cut this produce, which in fact was Tolush, but instead the Malach came, moved his arm, and he cut a different produce, and it turned out to be mechubar b'dor hetev b'aliyado isur v'lonis kavein legufa shalzu. And I thought maybe those words in Rashi would also support us that he didn't have kavana for this mechubar. He had kavana for tolush kigon niskavein lachtoch es hatolush v'chotach es hamechubar. Now here I don't know what Rashi means. My agenda would be to say, you know, my vested interest, I'm bribed over here, would be to assume that he meant chatach mechubar acher. And I would add one word to Rashi until I see the next line in Rashi. But we haven't seen the next line in Rashi. So we're free, right? We're free agents as long as we don't read the next line in Rashi. You know, I'm reminded of my seventh grade Tanakh teacher. When we got to certain stories about David, we won't go into detail, he would say, we have to skip this. So what did everybody in the class do? Right. We went home and we learned that, you know, this. And we're on the phone, you know, to everyone. You know, what exactly happened over there, right? So that's what I'm saying over here. Don't look at the next line of Rashi, because everyone's going to look at the next line of Rashi. But if you don't, if you want to just sort of join me for the time being, everything here fits into place. Rashi is talking about classical misasek in terms of two chafatzim. In other words, it's not enough that he had kavanas heter, but he had kavanas heter for chafetz A, and he did the malacha in this case, or he did the achilas chelev on chafetz B. And we've seen this, you know, consistently in Rashi. And yet, look at the next line. Rashi says, Niskamen le'ishto ve'hare achosa ima b'mita.
That's still true.
We're still hanging in there. Because what does Rashi mean? That he wanted to have a relationship with a certain woman, and it turned out that instead of being his wife, it turned out to be his sister. And then Rashi's torpedoing our assumption that classical misasik requires two chafatzim. But take a look at the next few words in Rashi. And Rashi says, Achosa ima b'mita. There were two bodies there in the bed. V'nishmita ishto. She decided to, to go to use the washroom, whatever it is. Uba achoso tachteo. And his own sister took over that part of the bed. So again, it seems to me that Rashi is very consistent. Baruch Hashem. We survived that. And Rashi's talking about two chafotzen. The ezu chiyuv, or chayuv, in other words, in what case is it no longer, does the p'tur of misasik no longer apply? And that's niskavein lachtoch. He had kavanah for chituk, but kasavar tolush, he thought that this object was what? Was tolush. V'nim tza mechuber, meaning what? Chefetz echad, correct? Kasavar hayom chol, he thought today was chol, and it turned out to be Shabbos. So Rashi has an equation here between a case of a person who mistakenly thought that he was cutting down something that was already cut, and it turned out to be something that was still growing, and a case where he didn't know it was Shabbos, he thought it was Sunday, or he thought it was Friday.
That's sure. Okay.
And Rashi says, in all these cases, you're chayav. You see that keyword chayav? V'eze hu chayav, meaning, v'eze tziur, yesh chiyuv shogeg. And Rashi gives the following examples. Number one, the example of niskaven lachtoch kosovar tolush. Again, Rashi is going to come back to the case where he thought this woman was his wife, and it turned out to be his sister. Again, there's only one chayfetz, and therefore there's shogeg here in a chiyuv chatos. Niskavin lachtoch kasover tolish v'nimtzu mechuber. So he only had one chayfetz in front of him. O kasover yom chol, and to his surprise, it was Shabbos again. There's no mistaken chayfetz over here. O kasover malacha zumuteres. All these are cases, classical cases of shogeg. Mikomakom lezunis kavin. He had kavana for this object. That's not called misasek. So once he has kavana for the chefetz, Rashi holds, kavana sa chefetz undermines misasek and makes him into a shogeg, even though he didn't have kavana sa vera. Well, even in shogeg, he didn't have kavana sa vera. He thought today was chol, or he thought this malacha was mutter. So the absence of kavanas isur is not enough to remove him from the parash of shogeg, says Rashi. When do we remove him from the parash of shogeg? When he's mistaken about the chefetz, meaning he wanted to do the action in chefetz A, and it turned out there was another chefetz, and he moved over to chefetz B. So if there are two chafatzim, then we can talk about the p'tur of misasik. But if there's only one chefetz, and you're only hanging on to kavanas heter, that's shogeg. Kavanas heter, says Rashi, is shogeg. What makes you into a misasik? What moves you one more step removed from the avera? If you're going to tell me, well, you didn't have kavanah for the aver, okay, that's shogeg, and shogeg is chayav a karbon. So Rashi posed the following question: then, what makes misasek one step removed from a shogeg? And the answer is because he wanted to do his action on chefetz A, and it turned out he did it on chefetz B. That's called a misasek. And Rashi gives three examples of misasek. Number one, he wanted to be chotech this fruit, which was tolush, and instead he cut this fruit, which was mechubar. Rashi has the cases of Shabbos, and then he finally has the case of niskaven leguf zeh. He did have kavana for this goof, but he was mistaken about the identity of the goof, because sovar he ishto. Now, there's one gevaldig problem here in this Rashi. On the one hand, I'm very excited about this Rashi, because Rashi clearly focuses. He mamish like a, if you ever took an eye test, you know, and they try to fit you for glasses, you know, so at one point, all of a sudden, like, you know, they put in these lenses and everything becomes clear, you know, well, you get even the fifth line, you know, A, B, B, C, you know. Everything now becomes crystal clear, according to Rashi. Rashi was bothered, what is the difference between shogeg and misasek? And the answer lies in one word, ba. Ba makes you into a misasek. Ba means that you had kavana ba. Ba means for this object. If you mistakenly did the action on a different object, that's not ba. And if it's not ba, you're part of a Torah's misasek. But if it's ba, just so you didn't have kavanas isur, whether you didn't have kavanas isur because you didn't know it was asur, because you didn't know it was Shabbos, or because you didn't know that this object was mechuba, you thought it was tolush, in all those cases you have ba, you are fulfilling the maisa on the object, there's only one object, you're mistaken about the identity of that single object, in such a case you're a shogeg and you're chayav.
Except
what's the problem? Exactly. How does Rashi have the chutzpah? Pardon the word chutzpah about Rashi. You know, Rashi is holy of holies. But how does Rashi have the chutzpah to say that a case in which you chayev a korban shogeg? I'm sorry, a case in which you would be potur because it's shnei chafatzim and you'd be chayev because it's one chafetz is the case of achoso versus ishto. So if he was mistaken about the identity of the woman, thinking that she is ishto when she's really achoso, he says that you chayev a karbon. But if it would be two ladies and he was mistaken about right, this lady, he did it on the wrong lady, then he's potur b'toras misasek. What happened to kishkei mena? And again, if I I'm going to say something chutzpedik, since Rashi was chutzpedik, and I'm going to say that Rashi's just giving you the paradigm of what misasik is. Meaning, he's not telling you halacha l'maisa whether you're chayev to bring the korban or potur to bring the korban. He wants to set up the parameters for misasik, and he's using this case. I know it's pretty chutzpah.
Why would you make an example then? A million things you could have said.
Right. Okay. So at this point, I think we're ready for the Evena Uzzel. I think, I hope. And let me just read to you a few points that the Evena Uzzel makes over here. I have a sikkum here on the bottom. And we'll see if we can get to the Piskei Riaz today. I didn't even photocopy that for you, but maybe we should photocopy it. We'll see. Okay. What do we get from Rashi? Dibra Maschil Prat L'Misasek on the second line in Shavuos Daf Yud Tes. Number one, Misasek means that there were two chafotzim, and he was mistaken about the action, thinking that he's doing the action on this object, and instead, as we said, the Malach moved his hand, he did the action on the other misasek. However, if he had kavana for this object, but he thought mistakenly that it was tolish and it turned out to be mechubar, that is equivalent to a person who thought today was chol and it turned out to be Shabbos. He thought this malach is mutter, turns out to be a malach of Shabbos, that's asura. All that comes under shogeg. And all this is a reflection, word for word almost, of what we saw in Rashi and Masechta Krisus on Daf Yud Tes. And in this case, Rashi disagrees with Tosfos. Tosfos says that if he was miskaving for one chayfetz, he only has one chayfetz, but he had kavanas heta because he was mistaken about the object, thinking it was tolish when in fact it was mechubar, the ptur of misasek applies. Again, according to Rava, we need to say that even though he had kavanas amaisa, he's still misasek, and even though there's only one chayfetz, he's still misasek. What makes him into a misasek? The fact that he mistakenly thought that this was Tolush, and in fact it was Mechubar. Rashi is not willing to accept that, because Rashi thinks that that's too close. It's a hair's breadth away from what? From Shogeg. The Ptur of Misasek has to have some sort of radical, fundamental difference than that of Shogeg. In the case of Shogeg, he did everything he wanted to do, from soup to nuts, from A to Z. His problem was, he didn't know it was Shabbos, he didn't know this was a Melecha Shabbos. That's Shogeg. You're going to tell me that he didn't know that it was Mechubar and he thought it was Tolush? I mean, basically, it all comes down to the same thing. He didn't know that what he was doing was also on Shabbos. So how can you call that a Misasek? That's a classical Shogeg. Therefore, Rashi is compelled to come up with another element here. What makes it into Misasek, says Rashi? There were two Chafatzim. Tosis, on the other hand, is willing to say, just 1 second, before we get to Tosis. Oh, so perhaps we can add one thing before we go to Tosis. Again, you'll have to be the jury and tell me if what I'm saying makes sense. Rashi's mindset, as he approaches the sugya of Misasek, is to begin with Shogeg. And Rashi's issue, what bothers Rashi's mind is, why is Misasek different than Shogeg? Oh. From Rashi's perspective of why is Misasek different from Shogeg, the Yesod HaYesodos and the Shorish of any Ptur of Karbon has to be that we start with Shogeg, it's a Kavanas Heter, and then we break out of that box and we add other factors which make him even more removed from an Avera. But the Yesod HaYesodos that you have to start with is Kavanas Heter. So says Rashi, we start with Shogeg, Kavanas Heter. He thought it was Chol, he didn't know the Malach was Asur, and that's called Shogeg. And then we break out and add another chisaron here, another deficiency in his mazid, in his status as a mazid. He didn't even intend to do it on this object, he did it on another object. That gives you misasek. But Rashi's perspective always begins with what? With Shogeg. Therefore, according to Rashi, it's not Ola al Hadas that you could talk about a ptur of Karbon in a case we had Kavanas Avera. Tosus quotes 50 sugyas in Shas. I'm exaggerating because I'm in one of these moods. But there's so many sugyas in Shas where you had Kavanas Avera and your potter, says Rashi, Tutna Toiva, that's Shmuel. Shmuel has a unique approach. And Shmuel's going to take the concept of Meleches Machsheves way beyond our furthest dreams. But we never accepted Shmuel. Meaning Rava, Abaye, Rabbi Lezer. So what I'm trying to say here is that whereas Tosfos has what I call, well, what did you call it, Alan, before? That diplomatic, make everybody happy. Inclusive Shita. And everybody here is all happy. We're driving the same boat. You're in the front of the boat, I'm in the back of the boat. And you, Rava and Abaya, talking about Misasek and Kol Tarkula. Shmuel's coming to tell you that we break new ground in Shabbos. Everything is fine and dandy. Rashi couldn't tolerate that. Because Rashi built up the sugya of Rava and Abaye with one premise. And for Rashi, that was Chok V'lo Yavar. The premise is we begin our discussion with Kavanas Heter. That's Shogeg. Kavanas Heter, you didn't know it was Shabbos. Tut Mira Tov, you should have known it was Shabbos. Before you do Malacha, check the calendar, or whatever it is. I was going to say check your phone, but I don't know if you can check your phone on Shabbos. You didn't know that this Malacha was Asura? It's either Abba. Learn the Mishnah Berurah. So that's called shogeg. Kavanas heter is not enough. Das nishkinuk. Add another condition. You didn't know it was you didn't think you were doing it on that chef, but you did it on that chef, but you ended up on B when you went A. That's already far removed. But don't you dare entertain the idea that a person can have kavanas iser and be potter from a carbon. How could that be? And therefore Shmuel's discussion, which we saw in so many different contexts, with Tainim this and Tainim that, and then and Kibui of this nair and Kibui of that nair, that's got to be a different sheet. Rav and Abai were never operating within that context. So what I'm suggesting is that you remember the Rashi increases that says that, you know, Abai Verov didn't have the drasha of Meleches Machsheves. I think that's a little bit too cut and dry. It's technical, and it might be true, but I think it's hiding, it conceals a deeper concept over here. Rav and Abaye could not tolerate Meleches Machsheves in this context. To set up a Ptur Karban without the most basic element of a Ptur Karban, namely that you start with Kavanas Heter, and then you add certain conditions to remove you further and further away from Amazin, and then you potter him up from Shogay, that doesn't allow you to turn the clock backwards and say that if you had Kavanas Isur, you're going to be potter from a Karban because you were mistaken about the Chefetz and the two Chafatzim. That's Shmuel. And call a kavod to Shmuel, but Rashi is going to work overtime to insist that Shmuel's a different shita. Rashi's going to have to figure out why the Gemara bothered quoting Shmuel in the context of Rabbi Elezer and Rav and Abaye. They never accepted Shmuel. Fine. But you have to admit that we don't accept Shmuel. I'm not pasking l'alocha. I don't know what Rashi would say l'alocha, but I'm just saying in terms of conceptualization, Rashi had an agenda here to reject Shmuel. Again, think about it. It's a new idea that I want to suggest. Now, perhaps we can amplify Rashi Shita in the following sense. I want to use a term here, which is a Hebrew word, but it has a very definite flavor in the halachic world, and that's called hisaskus. Hitaskut, hisaskus. What I mean by hisaskus is that people are preoccupied and occupied, and they make mistakes. It's a human condition. You know, I was preoccupied with something and it didn't turn out the way I didn't do it the way I wanted to do it.
Texting during drive.
Yeah. Let's take the classical case, you know, of blowing the, you know, the schmutz out of the shofar. He was misasik. He was misasik means he was involved in a certain action, and lo and behold, a tkiyah shvarim trua came out, whatever that means, right? Rashi understood that the word misasik should be taken very seriously here. When it says ba prat lemisasik, it means that something didn't happen exactly the way he had in mind. The source of the avera was the hisaskus. The male was dealing with two tinokos and tokenei hisaskus. He picked up the wrong baby and he mauled him, you know, and he circumcised him. It wasn't the Shabbos baby, it was the Sunday baby. That's hisaskus. Hisaskus means I'm preoccupied with something and I don't pay attention to details sometimes. You follow what I mean? I'm looking for a psychological term. I was distracted, something along that line, you know, where, again, before I gave the mushel of the malach, you know, but leave out the malach right now. The human mind sometimes gets occupied in doing something and it somehow, you know, it slipped. You know, you could talk about a shokhe, right? That he meant to do a shchita kshera and instead he did drisa. Why was he doreis? You know, because, you know, he didn't hold the knife in exactly the right way. You know, that's called a hisaskus. This is very nogea, by the way. Again, this is batola. to the issue in halacha of medical negligence. You know, the surgeon did the surgery and the patient died. So why did the patient die? So there are a whole bunch of issues in halacha about this. One school of thought says that the knife, you know, he slipped with the knife. You know, he was cutting here and it slipped and he cut there. A vital organ. Others say, no, that's not considered negligence. You know, a human being's a human being. And, you know, we don't have medical insurance in halacha, so he's not culpable. Why? Because out of 100 surgeries or a million surgeries, in one case, the knife is going to slip. That's not negligence. What's negligence that a physician could be removed from his job in halacha? That's where he didn't do his research. There's a certain procedure which applies, a very well-known medical procedure which is well accepted and well tested and applies in this case, in this scenario. He didn't bother doing his research. He came up with his own idea about a medical procedure and the patient died. So again, there are different levels of negligence, and you have to know this is a big issue. I once gave a shiur in my 8 o'clock, you know, pre-davening shiur about medical negligence and when a physician should be severely reprimanded. That's an understatement. I don't want to get too personal here, but my father, I think had the surgeon done more research, my father might be still alive today. Well, he'd be 102. If he was Canadian, that wouldn't be a kasha, by the way. But in Canada, I met people who are 104. I mean, but that's what I call the survival of the fittest, you know, if he could survive the Canadian winters. But be that as it may, you know, I felt that the surgeon did not do enough research. Again, vos veisich, I don't know anything, but it's very strange to me that that he didn't realize that my father could not take a sextuple bypass. I don't know. So he died in the Cornell Medical Center in Manhattan on the table. Anyway, but what I say is like this: if the knife slipped, that's called misasi. I wouldn't say that we have to remove a physician, a surgeon, because the knife slipped. Again, I'm pretty upset about the loss of a patient. I'm not trying to be mezalzel in that, but you have to take into consideration that we are human beings. If he didn't do his research, that's a whole different story. And Rashi wants to say that misasik is not shogeg. What makes the difference between misasik and shogeg is misasik means the knife slipped. He meant to take this object and he ended up taking a different object. Right? So the knife slipped. Here were two fruits. So he meant to cut the tolsh. And he cut the mechubar. That can be accepted within the human frame of reference. But you're telling me he meant to cut mechubar? And he ended up with a different mechubar? That's not misasi. That's simply a din that it didn't happen exactly the way he wanted it to. But he certainly had kavana to violate Shabbos. Rashi could not tolerate calling that misasik. And therefore Rashi was convinced, as opposed to Tosus, that Shmuel belongs to a different camp. And Abai Varava never accepted Shmuel. Okay, getting back to that was a little bit of a digression. Okay. So again, Rashi holds that against Tosfos that Abaye and Rava assume that Misasik means there were two chafot. Okay. Now, Rashi mentions the case of Misasik Barais. Was it his sister? Was it his wife? He got all confused. Is Lechora. Eino medukdok. This is the language of the Rabbi Sazal. Dare kaimulah misasik b'chalom v'arayis chayiv shekein nene. Okay. The old kasha. Now Rabbi Sazal asks a different kasha. He says the following. L'shitas Rashi, Amai boy Shmuel svar the shekain nen. Typically, the lo shayach ba pot ptur the meleches machshevus. The case of a rice or the case of chalof. Shmuel says yechayev. Why are you chayev? Because shekain nen. It means we're talking about one chefetz, and he makes the mistake thinking that it's thinking. No, I'm sorry. We're talking about two chafotim. Yeah, let me get this straight. Just want to make sure I understand Rabbi Zalman's kasha. We're talking about two chafotim, correct? Right. And he ended up with the wrong chefetz. No, if he ended up with the wrong chefetz, so he's got achoso and ishto, he's got chelev and shuman, then in such a case, if he has two chafotzim, just 1 second, I think I got it wrong. If he has two chafotzim, his Doc Rashi holds that that's the p'tur of misasek. Correct? Mm-hmm. It's not ba. Okay. Now let's take the case of one chafetz. Oh, very good. So now let's take the case of shekain nen. Shekain nen would mean, right? The Gemara is going to say that in Shabbos you don't have shekain nene, and in Chilev and in Arayos you have shekain nene. Oh, so what's the case in Shabbos that you don't have shekain nene? Let's take the case where he was niskaven lachtoch es ha. And it's kaven lachtoch es hamechubar, but chatach mechubar acher. Okay, so he's got beis chafotim, right? He has beis chafotim,
but that's not the case.
And lo machshavto, correct? So in that case of beis chafotim, velo niskaima machshavto, correct? So he's chayev shekein nene.
What? This is the wrong case. Rashi's case is with Ishto and Achoso. So that's Nitzkavin, Betolush, Mechuber.
Right. So, wait, I'm just trying to figure out the kasha here of Rabbi Zalman. Just 1 second. No, because Rashi here is talking according to Abai Verov. But Mrs. Zalman is asking a kasha according to Shmuel. Shmuel holds that in the case of Shnei Chafotzim, right, Shnei Chafotzim, and he had Kavanas Isur, so he's pot. Why is he pot of Torah's Misasik? Because of Meleches Machshavtos, right? Lonis Kaimim Machshavtos. Are you with me so far? Oh. Frechter, Mrs. Zalman, why does Shmuel have to introduce in this case the p'tur of I'm sorry, if this case would, right, so again he had two pieces of chalev in front of him, let me go slowly again, Rav Moshe, I'm sorry, I need, you know, I just want to work out,
okay.
You know, when it comes to cheshvan I need a little time, you know, the way my mind works. So the cheshvan is the following: if there were two pieces of chalev and he ate the wrong piece, so in Shabbos, if there were two tolush, two mechubars, and he picked up and he cut the wrong mechubar, he's potter, says Shmuel. Why? Because the meleches machshavos lo niskayim machshavto. But in that very case where he is potter in Shabbos because of meleches machshavos, in Kol HaTorah Kula Zok Shmuel, he would be Chaya, he would be, one second, in Kol HaTorah, just one second, I almost have it, in Kol HaTorah Kula, where we don't have Melechus Machsheves, he would be Chayav. And why would he be Chayav? Because apparently he has Kavanas Isur. But in Shabbos is another condition. Kavanas Isur is not enough to generate a Chiyuv Korban. You need also a Niskayim Machshavto. But in Kol HaTorah Kula, I don't need this Niskayim Machshavto. Is therefore, in that case, and Shmuel says, in that parallel case, he would be Potur. And it means that he has, let's say he has two chalefs in front of him, but he ended up eating the wrong chalef. Is that we can't, so in this case you'd be chayv, why? Because the p'tur of melechus, because since he had a kavanas isur, and there's no condition required of what? Of this kaima machshavto, because that's a special halach in Shabbos based on melechus machshavos, and therefore he'd be chayv. Oh, Fekter b'sizalman, why do we need Shekein Nene? Forget about the Shekein Nene. Even without Shekein Nene, he's chayav because there's no p'tur of Melechus Machshavos.
Because of Ba. He wants this one and he died that one. There's you don't have Melechus Machshavos, that doesn't account, but you don't even have Ba there.
Right, but again, what we're saying now is that the unique halacha of Shmuel was that even though you have kavanas isur, you could be potter.
But that's only by Hilchas Shabbos.
And that's fact, Rabbi Zalman. Since that's only by Hilchas Shabbos, why does Shmuel need the svar of Shekein Nene? Drop the svar of Shekein Nene. In Kol HaTorah Kula you'd be chayev because you had kavanas isur. Even though you ended up with the wrong piece of chalev and you ate chalev B instead of chalev A, who cares? The reason why you're chayev is because in this case there's no p'tur of this kind of machshavto of melechus machshavos.
Let me just see
if I can understand the answer, then maybe I'll be clear about the question. He says, "Ubi yishuv shitas Rashi amai be'inon amai boy Shmuel svar zudekish shekein nene yeshlomar dachen svirle." The Rabbi Eliezer of Yeshua Pligi b'makar hadin shel misasek, right? Because Rabbi Eliezer derives the p'tur of misasek from ba, and I don't remember Rabbi Yeshua right now. How does he know the p'tur of misasek? Okay, leave that out for a second. V'abai v'rova azli, according to Rashi, azli b'shitas Rabbi Eliezer the misasek potu mikra de ba. Again, Zul Rashi, Shita Mishum, Meleches Machsheves. Aval Shmuel, Savar, the Ptur Mesaski Alfina Mishum, the Lavi Meleches Machsheves. Ishapir Yolif Gamkein Mikro Deba, Hecha Di Asuk Bechefetz Echot. Vim Kain, Lokash Amai Beinon, Amai Itzrich. Svaras Shekein Nene, he says the following, that he basically what you could say is that according to Shmuel there are two cases. If there's a case of Chefetz Echad, if the case of Chefetz Echad, just one second, I'm trying to get the I think I have it, but I'm not there yet. So in the Yolif Ptur Misasek, why? Because if we only had the pasuk of ba, we need the pasuk of ba for the case.
Because you would be potter in eating if you have two chalefs.
Yeah.
And you ate one of them, right? I wanted this one, and I ate that one. Because of ba, I would be potter. Therefore, you need the chein nene. I would be potter.
Ah, if what?
And I have this chalef and that chalef. And I wanted this chayv and I ate that.
So why
chayv
would I be potter? I mean,
because of ba, I want
this. Not because of Melechus Machshavos.
I don't know.
In other words, the chiddush of Mrs. Zalman is that don't don't disregard Ba according to Shmuel. Shmuel is not saying.
Of course.
Wait a second. Let me say it my way, Rabbi. Then you'll tell me if you think I'm right. You're a step ahead of me, so you'll tell me if I'm right. What Shmuel is saying is that there's case A where we need Ba, and then there's case B where we apply the Ptur of Meleches Makshevas again only in Shabbos. Ba would tell me that in a case where two chafatzim. Ba would tell me that in the case of two chafatzim, you are potur, correct? And for two chafatzim, I really don't need. In a case of Shabbos, I don't need Meleches Makshevas. Where does Shmuel need Meleches Makshevas? It's in Chefetz Echad, where he has Kavanas Iser. But now, in terms of the universal definition of Mis'asi, we're talking about Shnei Chafatzim. Now, once we have the Pasuk Ba, to exclude the case of Shnei Chafatzim, I could extend that even to Chalov and Varayas, because Ba is not written in the Parsha of Shabbos. So if in a case we had Shnei Chafatzim, correct? Then I would apply the Ptur of Misasik. And why? Because he wasn't even aware of which, he wasn't even aware of the fact that he is doing this. In other words, the wrong chafetz came up. Correct? Is that what we're saying? The wrong,
no.
Right?
No.
No, not the wrong chafetz.
He had kavonas iser.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat. I have chaylev, two chaylevs.
Right.
I have kavonas iser. I'm going to eat. And instead of eating A, I ate B.
Right, that's what I was trying to say.
And I could therefore say that I would be potter.
In what? In Chalav Arayis? Why? Because since the Pasuk Ba is written in the Pasuk Chalav Arayis, yeah.
Then I would be potter because I ate the wrong one.
Correct.
I didn't. And therefore you need V'chein Nana in order to make him Chayiv.
So again, I just want to point out to you, Rabbi, what we thought before we saw Rabbi Sazavin and what was Mechadish.
I don't understand.
Yeah, there's a Gavaldik Achidish here because I think before Rabbi Sazalman, we thought that Kavanas Isur, even though he's mistaken about the Chayfetz, like you say, he meant to eat B, Kavanas Isur removes Misasik.
Right.
Now, as we thought that Kavanas Isur is antithetical to Misasik, even in the context of Kol HaTor Kula, and therefore we asked the Kasha, this was Rabbi Salman's Kasha, why then do we need the Svara of Shekeinene? The fact that he had Kavanas Isur itself removes Misasik and Ischaif. In that case, he's Potter and Shabbos because he picked up the wrong Chayfetz. The answer is because of the special unique principle of Misasik that Shmuel applies a special Svara of Meleches Makshevas. So if that be the case, then in the context of one Chayfetz, base Chafotzim and what? And Kavanas Isur, but he ended up with the wrong Chayfetz. I would say for sure he had Kavanas Avera, therefore he should be Chayav regardless of the Svar of Shekein Nene. So that's why I think, I don't know if you agree with me, that Rabbi Salman's Chiddush here is that Shmuel also operates with Ba. It's not the way we thought that, forget about Ba. We have Ba. And once we have Ba, we can apply Ba in the case where he was mistaken about the Chayfetz, and even though he had Kavanas Isur, but since he ended up with Chayfetz B instead of Chayfetz A, his intention was Chayfetz A and he ended up with B, that itself is a Ptur of Ba, and therefore even in Chalom Varayis, if he had two Chalebs in front of him, he should be Potur, Kamash Malan. Now we have a Svara of Shekein Nena. Is that good?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so I want to go over this one more time during the. When do we meet again? You know, I have a few hours, you know, to go over this.
Yeah, but this is not a big chop of it. This is not that fascist what it's saying.
You think it's not such a chiddush? I thought it was a chiddush.
Why would you think that Shmuel applies Meloch Mashavis to Shaar Isur?
No.
Din by Shabbos.
No. What I'm saying is.
And therefore he needs Ba.
No, what I'm saying is that since Meleches Makshevas doesn't apply to Shaar Isurim, then Lechora we should go back to square one and assume that if he had Kavanas Isur, then for sure he's going to be considered Chayav and he's not a Misasik. Why do we need Shekein Nene? That's what I thought. Okay, that's Rabbi Sazam, because before Rabbi Sazam, we thought that there were two tracks over here. Abaye v'rova azli b'shitas Rabbi Eliezer and Misasik is part of Mishum Ba. they don't have Meleches Machsheves. We thought that Shmuel goes with the Svar of Meleches Machsheves and he doesn't have Ba. The answer is, Rabbi Sazam points out, that Yalfina mi Ba. Sure. And Ba, therefore, will tell me that he is Patur. He's Patur Misasek. Why? Because it wasn't Ba. Kamashmo, no. The Maskona is that Ba is talking about a case where he had only, just 1 second, where he had only one chefetz, and he thought that chefetz was heter, and it turned out to be isur. That's where the pasuk Ba is. But if he thought that he had two different chafetzim, but he knew that both were asur, that already is excluded under... Just 1 second, I almost had it. I lost it the last second. What is Ba teaching me? Well, it can't be teaching me the case of two chafotzim where he had kavanas iser, because that for sure he would be chayav on, because there's no ptur misasik there. That's special.
That's what you need Ba for.
Yeah.
Need Ba.
No, I think we're saying we need Ba for the case where he had one chayfitz in front of him.
No.
We had one chayfitz in front of him, and therefore he should be chayav, right? Because should be chayav because he had kavanas heter.
No, I don't think so.
I'm sorry. We need Ba to tell me that he's Patur. Why? He's Patur because he had Kavanas Heter. Again, when it's one Chayfetz, it's always Kavanas Heter. For that, I need Ba. That's the Chiddush of Mrs. Zalman. But Mrs. Zalman wants to say that I need Ba for the case where he has Kavanas Heter because he only has in front of him one Chayfetz.
And
he has
one.
No, but that's why the Gzeres HaKosov Ba says that this is not Shogig. Why? Shogig means he didn't know his Asur. Why didn't he know his Asur? Because he never learned that it was Asur, or he was missing facts.
So,
here, he didn't know it was Asur because he thought it was Shuman, and it turned out to be Chalev. In such a case, he should be Potter B'Torah's Ba. And even Shmuel would accept that Halacha Ba. Shmuel adds a new category in Shabbos of Meleches Machsheves where there were two chafotzim and his kavanah was kavanah's iser. But in the case of one chafetz where the kavanah was a kavanah's heter, for that, why would he be potter? The answer is he's going to be potter because of the case of Ba. Oh, comes along Shmuel and he says, no, we're going to suspend the principle of Ba in the case of Shekei Nene. If it wouldn't be Shekei Nene, then Enochinami, we would apply the principle of Ba, even though what? You're telling me that he was simply unaware of the Iser. No, he was unaware of the nature of the object that it would be Iser, and therefore he would be Potter. The only problem is that in Chalom V'Arayis he's going to be Chayv because of Shekein Nene.
Take the example that Rashi used. He was
okay, Alan, dude, just 1 second. I want to end the shiur now. Can you?